Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
It is Dimitri, live and dangerously local, something very different today. This is a special two-hour debate among the three candidates for the two positions of Richland Township Trustee. Richland Township, one of the largest townships in the state of Ohio by landmass. It has more than 14,500 people. The largest city is St. Clairsville. We've got here in studio the incumbents, Rick Farrell and also Jim DeNoble, and we have challenger Jay Stevens. Now, right before the break, we were talking about the building that was just constructed not too long ago using COVID funds of roughly $1 million between that and a lean-to, I think. And each person wanted to add some more thoughts to that before we get to our next question. Our two panelists are Karen Fatula, the news director of rivernews.org, also Mr. Big Willie himself, who is a larger-than-life character, special guest we have on every morning, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays after the 8 o'clock news. They are our panelists. And so let's get back now to our three candidates. Who would like to add first comments regarding the construction of this roughly $1 million building project? Who'd like to go first?
I wouldn't mind saying something.
Jim DeNoble, go ahead.
Years ago, when I was on your show last week, I had said something about, you know, our the time that I spend in the community helping out and volunteering. And one of those bullet points was 14 years at the junior sports, the Little League, working on that board and spending that kind of time there. But I know after, I'd say, 8 to 10 years, I was ready to go. You know, my kids had gone through the program and everything, but we were not in a position where there was nobody stepping up. And at the time, the president was Ken Coleman, a good friend of mine, and he made a statement that, you know, it's kind of a mantra you can live by. He said, you know, neither one of us, you know, we're both ready to move on, but we have got to leave this in good hands, and nobody's stepping up right now. So I stuck around, and he stuck around for, you know, a number of more years. And, you know, that's the same with that building. That was going to be somebody's problem someday, and it was only getting worse. It wasn't getting better. You know, we cannot operate out of a tent. You know, we needed to do something. And this was just a perfect timing that this happened. And again, it did not cost the taxpayers of Richland County any money. And you know, I did some calculations. This is actually good news. If you take the approximately 343 million people in this United States that pay taxes, and you take the 14,500 residents, approximately, the township residents, and you do the math, you'll find out that it cost the township as a whole $40 to $41. It's between $40 and $41. You split that between 14,500 people in this township, it's next to nothing. And I actually talked to the auditor. I ran those numbers by a couple of different people. They seem to, you know, assuming all those numbers are pretty accurate, that is an accurate fund. And I'd said something to Rick, and he says, well, maybe we just need to pay that. So we are willing to split that $40 and pay Richland Township residents portion of that building.
Rick Farrell?
Well, and regarding the American Rescue Plan funds that we did receive, you know, Jay had mentioned something about giving that, you know, some of that to the fire department for their construction of their building. You know, we did give the fire department $46,000 under the CARES Act that was prior to the American Rescue Plan for a new load system and cot for their ambulance. You know, so, you know, we have given money to the fire department for that. And it, had we given, you know, the fire department money for, you know, for their new addition, you know, in which, you know, I was part of that, you know, plan, you know, prior to that, to to build that addition and put a levy on the ballot. And, you know, the voters did feel that, you know, that that addition was sorely needed. You know, our firefighters, you know, are housed in a small room, you know, and live there for, you know, for 3 days at a time, you know, and have like 8 bunk beds, you know, and, you know, they have no place to, you know, when they have a fire to, you know, to go in and get properly get those chemicals taken off of them. So, you know, we do make sure that our, you know, fire department is, you know, taken care of. And, you know, and had we given them that money, you know, we would have been criticized for, you know, not taking care of, you know, what our needs are in the township. And, you know, there are avenues. You got to stay in your lane, make sure that your monies are spent properly. And we did so in this decision.
Which fire department were you talking about?
Cumberland Trail Fire District. You know, one of the trustees each year sits on that board for the fire department.
How many other fire departments are there? I'm just curious, in Richland Township. Are there other fire departments for Richland Township?
We have two stations. You know, we have Station 1 and Station 2.
Cumberland Trail is for the entire Richland Township.
Correct.
Okay. So there's one fire department with two stations for all of Richland Township.
Right. Okay. Right.
Fair enough. Jay Stevens, Challenger?
Yeah. I've been attending the meetings for, like I said, 20-plus years since my dad was a trustee. And the one question that I had was, you know, I knew back when he was there, they had a company from Belco Works come in and clean the meeting room. And then that company, they kind of did away with that. I was just wondering, you know, talked about the smell of the mold and mildew. Who was cleaning this building for the last 15 years? As far as I know, nobody had been cleaning it, so no wonder that it smells. And then the other thing, I wrote these proposed prices down for this building and lean-to that they put up. And I just don't understand. You know, you look at some of this stuff on here, and, you know, roof and siding and walls to renovate a building, $257,000. You know, I'm not a contractor, but I think I would be questioning, you know, some of these prices on here. You know, fixing the crack and overlaying concrete, $11,000. I got pictures of that old building in my folder right here. And, you know, I asked these guys, did you guys question any of these prices on here for how much it cost to build a new building? And none of them thought that it was too bad of a price. I think that you could probably build that building without paying prevailing wages. If you had to do it out of your own pocket, you'd probably be under $100,000. I don't understand where they say that it wasn't that much. Well, then I got to looking at, you know, he said they paid $928,000 to Fort Steuben to build the building. Well, did they forget to tell you about the $60,000 for the architectural fees, and then all the extra stuff that they bought after they put the building together? And I don't even know if this is all of it. They had $5,000, and that's not including the generator, and that's $15,000. So that come up to $1,008,905. So, yeah, I think there was a problem with this building. You know, you got to be able to spend your money wisely. And, you know, I didn't say give all the money to the fire department. I said you could have upgraded your equipment, then you could have sold it out, put the money in your general fund, and remodeled your other building little by little, and it would have saved the taxpayers a lot of money.
I would like to respond to that. Rick or Jim?
Yeah.
Jim, Jim DeNoble.
Everybody has an opinion. There was a problem, and we presented it. This wasn't talked about over 8 days. It was talked about over 8 months. Anybody is welcome in those meetings. There was one person objecting to this the whole time, and it was you, Jay. You were the only person that took offense that we were building a new building. There was no other blowback at all.
I think you're wrong on that.
Well, I mean, we can check the minutes and stuff, and, you know, but as I recall, you were the only one that was bucking as far as this building being built. You know, we had a problem, and we made a decision. The three of us trustees made that decision to move in this direction. And again, if we would have moved that money somewhere else, somebody would have complained, you know, when they come in that building and saw the condition in that building.
And the problem was,
it's not just not the meeting building. We're storing our equipment outside. Now we have ample room for these guys to get our equipment out of the snow and the rain, you know, throughout the year. I mean, it was just a win-win.
No, because it was brought up, too. Why don't we have a town hall meeting like we did for the injection well out there? And it was brought up, this is our money, and we will take care of it the way we want to. And the problem with our minutes is I got a bunch of them at the house, and they put in what they want, and there's a lot of stuff that's left out. You know, if they would was able to record the minutes to let people know exactly what's really going on there, you'd probably be surprised really what's happening, because a lot of stuff they leave out of the minutes.
Rick Farrell, would you like to respond?
A decision was made to build this building and the storage area. There is no loans on this building. It's paid for. The budget that we have to take care of the township roads is intact. We're not spending, our part of our budget towards this building. It was a win-win for the township, and you're going to have people that disagree. They can disagree by going to the ballot box and determine who they feel made the right decisions, and that's why our democracy works the way it does. We know that we made the right decision, and we're standing by it.
All right. Mr. Big Willie, you had another question for our candidates.
Yeah, I had a couple. I don't want to go back and get off the building, but how do you determine what roads get paved or chipped? And I know when I see paved roads, they're usually like a pothole. I know when they repave them, they fill in the pothole. The chip and tar doesn't seem to do that. Who makes that determination, and how are the roads graded for chip and seal or repair? And are the potholes filled in before they do chip and seal? Just how does that process work?
Let's start this time with Jay Stevens, because he had some complaints about this as well. I want to give each person a chance starting to answer the question. So let's start with Jay Stevens, then we'll get to Rick, and then to Jim.
If your roads have potholes, you should fill them in before you chip and seal that, and that covers it up. But, they look at, to me, like if you got a lot of houses on a road, they should be chipped and sealed or something like that. But to me, like a subdivision, I think they should be paved versus chipped and sealed, because you have a lot of people, it's not a through road where you're going to have a lot of traffic. You're going to have the people who live in the subdivision or people coming to see them in there. But you're going to have the younger kids out there, maybe on their bicycles, like I said, the older people walking. And that would give them better footing and stuff. But I don't feel that it should be a chip and seal. And the thing about that is I know you can't pave every subdivision all the time. You got to set up a program. You might do one or two a year, whatever your budget will allow you to be able to pave. That's what you do. You don't try to do them all at one time. And then, like some places clear out maybe on the back roads. You don't always have to chip and seal the whole road. Back in the day where our farm is at, they chipped and sealed or more or less tarred right in front of the house for dust control. The rest of it was gravel road. Now it's like we don't want gravel roads. We want to have everything chipped and sealed. Well, that costs money. And I said, if you're going to spend the money out in the back roads, then you can't afford to spend it in with the subdivisions.
All right. Who would like to respond to that? The two incumbents, either Rick Farrell or Jim DeNoble? Rick?
Well, first of all, we have a rotation. We have 70 miles at least of, of solid roads. When you're looking at every, 5 to 7 years, you have to, make sure that you maintain each of these roads, over that period of time. When it comes to getting them ready, we do take care of the potholes. We dig out, we fill in, get those, secured, and then we do our grader patching, which is a thin layer of asphalt. And what that does is that helps build that road up. And then when you seal over that with the chip seal, what that does is that locks in that pavement so that it'll stay in place for 5, 7, 8 years, before you have to come back to it again. You know, going hit and miss throughout the, you know, the township, you know, I, you know, don't agree with that, because, you know, you're going to have, you know, these instances occur, you know, over a period of time. And, you know, the going, having these companies, you know, put their equipment in place and then do a little bit here and a little bit there, it's going to cost more money in the long run. And, you know, the, you know, our, go in any of our subdivisions, you know, those roads are in good condition, you know, after they are chip sealed.
All right. Thank you, Rick Farrell. We've got a break coming up here for the news. We'll have Jim's response, Jim DeNoble's response, after this news break. You are listening to Live Exclusive Debate, Richland Township Trustees, right here.